World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Morning, morning, morning. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you are doing well. Coach, I think, is somewhere in the southern hemisphere, well, as southern United States, at an airport, probably talking to some folks about about the Bible. He got caught up in travel this morning. This is J.R. Harrison, and he's asked me to sub for him this morning, and I appreciate the opportunity. Like I said, hope you're all doing well. Hope you had a nice Christmas. It's a very interesting time of the year, especially when you get families together, if you can get them together. I'm also the director of the Natural Family Foundation, naturalfamilystrong.com, and we're trying to get people to recognize the critical importance of the family, folks. As goes the family, so goes the church. As goes the church, so goes the nation. And folks, we're not doing very well as a family. I think the last figures I saw, it was something like 46-48% in Ohio, where I come from, 48% of children were not living with their biological mother and father. Among other things, folks, that's child abuse. A child needs their mother and their father, one male, one female, and they do know the difference and do get other things out of it. But I don't want to get on that subject right now because it'll take more than an hour to get that out of my system. I do want to talk about something this morning that is there's a forgotten people in America. And about 3 or 4 weeks ago, probably about the same, so Coach and I get the same messages about the same time. I got the notion that, you know, we need to find out what's going on to those folks in Western North Carolina and Tennessee that Hurricane Helene just devastated. And we have no idea, by the way, how bad it is. And we've kind of forgotten about those people down there, and they're still in need. As I understand it, and I've talked to some people that are on the ground down working down there. I think Coach is supporting Nathan and Kristen Sarapak. And we've talked to Wayne and Bud and some other folks down there. There's folks still living in tents. And when I originally talked to Wayne, was the first individual I talked with, Deep River. Wayne said that there was probably, I said, are people still living in tents? And he goes, oh yeah, oh yeah. I said, what? It's been 15 months since this hit. He says, oh yeah, oh yeah. It's hard to say. I mean, some of the folks back in the hollers, we still don't know what happened to them. But all in all, we have basically forgotten. We have forgotten about the folks that were victims of Hurricane Helene. And we want to refresh your memory and let you know that they still need help. They need financial help. From the folks I'm speaking with, the government has not really done a good job. They were in there and out of there about the same time. And it's up to us. But one of the things that we want to do is make folks aware, number one, that folks in especially Northwest Carolina, but also Tennessee, probably portions of South Carolina, maybe even Georgia, still need help from their fellow Americans. They still need help. And we're getting together, getting groups together, and I'm going to bring Norm Davis on here in a bit. And we're going to talk a little bit about what our plans are. This is our starting plans. We know that they need help. We don't know how much. We know that they're still providing propane, that instead of living in houses, they're living in trailers or tents or God only knows what. But we've forgotten about it. And we can't listen. We cannot do that. That's not who we are as Americans. We just can't forget about these folks. And the government, some of the folks don't want the government to help them. I guess you could understand why. Before, why don't you bring Norm Davis in? Norm is a good friend of ours. He helps us out on our radio program. He's one of our folks that helps out on Saturday morning. Norm, are you with us this morning?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. What have you heard about what's going on in the Carolinas, if anything?
Well, I mean, all I've heard is you know, being on your show that Saturday when we had Wayne and Bud on, and I was just taken back to hear what I heard. Again, that people are living in tents and they're so afraid of the government, and it just really bothered me. And as I said on the show that day, I could not believe that President Trump knew what was going on over there, or he would help. Mm-hmm. And so it got me to thinking, you know, we're going to have to be the creaking wheel, so to speak, because, you know, there's disasters everywhere. Right now they've got floods going on in California and had them in Washington State, and they're still recovering in Texas from floods and Florida and hurricanes. And, you know, there's disasters all over the world. And so we're going to have to make some noise. And so I began to think about what we can do. And I came up, are you ready for me to go ahead and share the kind of what we're wanting to do?
Yeah, but folks, background-wise, I want you to talk a little bit about yourself, Norm. But folks, when this came up and I talked to Wayne, I said, you know, how many people are involved here? And I said, is hundreds a good way to describe that? He says, well, probably more like thousands. And there's been an estimate that there was over 500,000 people that maybe got initially harmed or were put out by this, but it's probably still in the hundreds of thousands that need help. And you can't forget about these folks. You can't forget about them. Go ahead, Norm. Norm, a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been a Christian counselor for many years.
Where are you from?
I'm in Western Kentucky.
Okay.
It's cold here this morning too. All right.
But, a lot of that going around.
Right. Anyway, and I've written Christian poetry for 30 plus years under the name Uncle Wisdom. And a few years ago, the Lord kind of switched me over to writing about our country. So I've been working on that. As you know, I've got a spiritual plan for our country, which is very simple. When issues come up, we ask one question: what does God have to say about this issue? So that's gotten me involved in politics. And I guess the last two or three years, I've talked with different congressmen and senators and offices, and so I've kind of I guess got a collection of people that I've talked to and worked with, and I just you know, our country's in bad shape spiritually, and that's been my focus and my goal. But when I saw this, I knew we had to do something about it, and I believe we can. I really believe that we can. The first thing that I thought we needed to do, our first goal, is to get a meeting with President Trump. You know, I keep an eye on him, and you know, several times this year he's met with different groups. Just a few weeks ago, he met with the farmers because they were in trouble. Seriously, I've got a good friend that's a big farmer, we've lost a lot of our farmers. But anyway, the president will bring groups in. They'll have a big round table. There may be 30 people there. He'll have some of the cabinet that might would be affected by what he's doing. And he goes around and he gives everybody an opportunity to share what's going on. And then they work from there to try to fix the issues. So I believe that President Trump, if we can get his attention, and I believe we can, I believe that he will meet with this group. What we, Wayne and Bud, that you had on the show, we need, you know, two or three people that's been working on the ground. We need two or three pastors, and we need two or three families that's, you know, been deeply affected by this, you know, to meet with President Trump. So our first goal again is to do that. Now, in the process,
Norm, before you go any further,
yes. Well,
this is a goal.
Yes.
This is a goal.
Yes.
All right. Part of what we're trying to do is to start a conversation.
Yes.
That needs to be had.
Yes.
That we're accomplishing right now, that we've been accomplishing for the past two or three weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the goal, you got to set your standards high. I remember when I was running track in high school, I ran dashes and I did the broad jump, and the state broad jump is like 23 foot. Well, my goal my senior year was to break that 23 foot long jump. Did I do it? No, no. But it did help me to achieve a lot of other things along the way. So the goal is ideally to get the president to remind him that there's people that still have needs in Northwest Carolina and Tennessee and Georgia, and we've forgotten about them, and we need to do something about it. Think about the kind of money we put into Ukraine. Think about the military, where they could help and where they are now. I mean, but we need to start the conversation, and that's what we're doing, and we're shooting high the president of the United States. Go ahead, Norm.
Okay. So our goal is to have a get a meeting with him, with the folks from North Carolina. So, but in the process of doing that, and the plan that I've come up with, and certainly we can change it and add to, and I know people here today will have some additional ideas rather than what I have. This is kind of a starting point for us. But in the process of trying to get to President Trump, we're also going to be fundraising for current needs as we bring awareness, to different groups of people. Now, I believe that the first thing that we need, and again, I've broken this down into different pieces. What we need is leaders for different groups. And that's what we're looking for today. Anyone out there that their heart is touched by the Lord to get involved, we need leaders. And then each leader in a group will build his group, to work with him or her on the issue. So, we need the stories, and JR, you took on that responsibility yesterday. You were already doing that. In other words, we need stories that there are people living in tents. I learned actually just last night that, which I figured had happened, last winter we had people that froze to death over there, and it's probably going to happen again this year. And that's just totally unacceptable. And so we need stories. There's been people that's they've taken their kids away. They don't know where their kids are. So, but we need real live stories that every group leader is going to need in order to accomplish what we need to accomplish. You know, it's one thing to say, hey, those folks are in need over there. Well, there's millions of people in need. We're going to have to be specific. And we're going to have to tell. Yeah, we're going to have to tell stories that touches people's heart. Go ahead, JR.
I didn't.
Oh, okay. So I believe that the person that has the most influence on President Trump and also has a heart for kids is who? Melania Trump.
Great point. Right?
And so I think that's going to be one of the key goals. So we need someone to lead the effort. Their single focus is going to be to call the White House. We've got Melania's email address. Send emails and send personal letters, and the leader of that group is going to need to coordinate, because everybody doesn't need to tell the same story. We need Melania to hear 12 or 15 different stories, from different people, and so we need somebody to focus in on that particular issue is contacting Melania. The stories and then Melania is we need someone to organize the pastors in North Carolina. And the reason that we need to do that is we want these pastors to President Trump has set up a faith office in the White House. And President Trump is big on faith. He's done a lot of things to promote faith. And one of the issues that kind of got my attention is that he wanted faith-based groups to have access to federal funds. In other words, he understands that the churches on the ground would be much more effective at dealing with issues than the federal government. So one of our solutions, if when we get to that place, is that the government can send the money to the local churches that have been on the ground working. So, but anyway, we want to organize our pastors over there so they can begin to contact the White House Faith Office. There's a group out there called Flashpoint with Gene Bailey. He's on an hour of four nights a week, and he deals with current issues. They have the voice of the president. They've got thousands of people that they send out emails. Prayer warriors that can be praying about this situation. We've got Turning Point, Charlie Kirk's Turning Point. I think we can reach out to them for help. And see, all we're asking people to do, we're not asking them to do anything other than to send a letter, send an email, or call the White House and ask for a meeting. That's all we're asking for right now. We just want a meeting with the president. Again, that's our goal. And then another area, I know JC has got a connection there with Bernie Moreno in Ohio. We need as many senators, congressmen, governors, whatever, to contact the White House and just say, you know, this situation is still in dire straits in North Carolina and Tennessee, and so we're just asking you, Mr. President, to meet with these folks. So we're going to approach this from several different angles, and so JC texted with Bernie last night. And I think Bernie's going to reach out and help us. And I'm going to call my congressman's office today and get my congressman, James Comer, here in Kentucky. I believe he'll send a letter. And so people in any state can contact their representative, their congressman, senator, and ask them to do the same. And I've got a lot of different ideas about each group of this. I'm just kind of hitting the highlights on here. We need to contact other people that have podcasts, and we need to get on as many podcasts as we can sharing. And again, as we do this, we're going to put up the where they can send funds to and so forth. So these are just a few of my ideas. And but again, we need leaders and in each of these groups, and I'll be glad to try to coordinate between the leaders and work with them, you know, with different ideas. I've got set up a conference call like we had last night where we could have calls and kick around ideas. So those are still my thoughts.
There's a lot of folks in this huddle that have helped out or been in the North Carolina area. This is just, again, is this perfect? No. But it's starting to do something. It's starting the conversation, folks. Instead of sitting back and growling, you know, well, the president should do this, or my congressman should do that, or the church should do this and that and the other. Listen, if you see a need, that's your calling. And you need to step in. You know, it's when you point the finger out, there's so many pointing back at you. But it's we started what just review. OK, the goal, the ideal goal here, at least the starting goal, is to get President Trump to meet with folks that are on the ground in the Carolinas and to let him know that they need help and they need help now. There's folks that are on the ground. I'm going to and maybe you can help out here. We need stories. Live stories about what's happening to people in the area. I'll get with you here in a minute, Dave, because I know you've been down there in the area. We didn't know until last night somebody had been down there that people had actually frozen to death last year, and it can happen easily again this year if we let it go by. But we need the stories. Melania Trump, if we can't get directly to the president, try the president. Try your senator, try your congressman, but also go after or contact Melania Trump, because she has the president's ear. And it's probably going to be easier to get to her than it is to the president. Organizing pastors. I understand. The church is absolutely worthless, right? They don't do anything. I can tell you right now that the folks that we've talked to in the Carolinas, Western Carolina, are working with churches. And churches are helping to coordinate the efforts down there. They are helping. They can help. And we need to use that. Everybody. mentioning a turning point and other ministries beside coaches' ministries, besides his natural family. There's others out there that we need to notify and say, hey, listen, this is still going on. How can you help? How can you help? I mentioned the senators, JC, and JC, if you want to talk about this, Bernie Moreno, but it's not just Bernie Moreno. It's other senators. It's other representatives. News media, podcasts. Today is a good example. We're on this podcast trying to get something done here. Contacting podcasters. Folks, we are in a public opinion war. And if you can get the public on your side, if you can get their interest first of all, and then get them motivated, that's where that changes everything. That changes everything, and that's what we're trying to do. Dave or Sherry, go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, JR. Thanks for filling in for Colts this morning. I appreciate that. And sure. Norm's comments. My frustration is obviously President Trump does know about it. He's been down there. That's why we have our state senators and we have our state congressmen there to petition for us at the federal level, right? And you can see how well that's worked out, right? Not too well. So, and you're right. There are some churches that are still helping, you know, talking to Nate. I talked to Nate and Kristen a lot. And there are some folks helping. That's a good thing. But I, like you say, it's minimal, and it could be more. And you know, GR, have you ever, when we have troops overseas in a battle, often people will write them a letter of encouragement, right?
Yeah.
You ever seen it happen?
Yeah.
Well, I write them frequently in letters of encouragement, and I'm going to put in the chat their mailing address, and they would. You don't know how much it would mean just to get a letter from someone saying, hey, we know you're down there. We know you're fighting for these folks, and we really appreciate your representation for the kingdom of God down there. And, you know, that go a long ways with those folks. So I'm going to put that in the chat. I'm going to drop it in there right now. There it is. So if you can't send money or you can't go down there, just a letter of encouragement to these two people would be of great value. Thanks, let me share.
Nate and Kristen Sarapak, 43 Biggerstall Drive, Nebo, North Carolina, 28761. Now, have you talked to them recently?
Yeah, I've talked to them about a week ago, just before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. And then again, they're still making headway, and obviously the propane ministry has been huge. And to your point, people are freezing to death, and without propane, you know, you can have all the food in the world, but if you don't have any heat, you're going to die. So the propane has been a huge ministry to them down there. We recognized that when we were down there a year ago that was going to be the lifeblood of that community down there in North Carolina. You only have to spend a couple nights down there at 15 degrees to understand how brutal it is, and spend it in, you know, we spent it in a camper that had no heat. So it wasn't any warmer in the camper than it was outside. And, you know, we got a good taste of what it looked like just for a few days, and it was brutal. And like you say, JR, this is going on 15 months or so, and these folks are still dire straits. Thanks for, you know, bringing our attention to that again, JR.
Well, yeah, and if the squeaky hinge gets the oil, this is just an initial mention. It's not going to stop here, and we're going to try to expand this as much as we can. Folks like yourself that have been down there are going to help. And listen, maybe Donald Trump needs to hear it again. I'm going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt that he's got a lot on his plate, and maybe just somebody needs to tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, you know what, Prez? We still got some folks in Northwest Carolina, not Ukraine, Northwest Carolina, that need some help, or Tennessee that need some help.
And say, one thing we need to keep in mind, see, this is right down President Trump's alley. he loves to be the hero. And, you know, it's good politically. Hey, you know, I'm going to help these folks and bringing these things to attention. So I know it's a big goal, but I just believe we can accomplish it. We're just going to have to keep, squeaking till you know, you can't ignore it. And one of the things too that I didn't mention a while ago is contacting different news medias. They all have, we need somebody to head that up. All the major news networks have a call in line. Somebody may have a direct contact with a particular news anchor that we could use. And I was watching last night on News Nation, and or Saturday night, and the young lady there who's very popular on that network, she was going over the different investigations that she had done throughout the year. You know, and they look for those kind of stories, but we've got to get the story to them. And again, we can. It's just going to take a lot of us with consistent effort, and you know, we can't let up. We're going to have to do this.
Because of the way I was brought up, I was brought up in a broken home, and I learned very early on that behind every rainbow there's a cloud, and I developed that theory. I have a doctorate in it, so if I can find something wrong with anything, everything. But I also came from a sales background, and every morning I'd have a planner, and the planner wasn't blank. I had people that I was going to contact every day. And if I didn't contact them, what? Nothing was going to happen, right? You've got to make something happen. You got to do something, folks. It will happen if you don't do anything, but it'll happen to you and it won't be good. So please look at that. There's an old saying, if you want something done, get a busy man or woman to do it. We're all busy. We all got a lot on our plates. We're not asking you to take 24/7, but take some time. Give this some thought. You have some fellow Americans. Some of them may be freezing to death because nobody come in to help them. You also have, you talk about temperature. As you rise in height, let's say the mountain folks, it's going to be a lot colder up there than it is down on the ground. And some of these folks, they don't want to be found. That may sound a little crazy, but they don't want to be found. They don't trust the government. Yeah. why possibly would that happen, right? Don't trust the government? Some of them have children. They're afraid that if the government's in there, they're going to take the children, which I believe has happened from families, because you're living in a place where there's mold. So we can't have the children living in that mold. We're not going to provide food and water and shelter for you like they do for illegal aliens. Nope. But we will take your children out and we'll put them in another home. See you later. That's embarrassing, folks. That's very embarrassing. JC, where are you at, brother? Need to hear from you.
I'm here. Hey, you know, it's like there a few weeks ago, I talked to Nate and Kristen, and there was that situation where the government was coming in a year later, was going to come in and take them six kids out of that household. So Nate and Kristen had to change plans and say, listen, we got to get this house done. A year later, their house was still horrible. So they were working on that just so they didn't take him six kids, but there's many stories down there. One thing I jotted down here, here's something I keep hearing. I hear this over and over and over again. Trump says this, people are dying and suffering, and I ain't going to tolerate this. You know, it's all he talks about, people dying and suffering. Well, there are people still dying and people really suffering down there in North Carolina. So that's got to be the button that we hit, the hot button, to trip his trigger. People are dying and suffering still in the United States of America, kids. So I've already, last night, I text Kristen and Nate and Kristen, and I text them again this morning, trying to get a hold of them. Tell them we're working on something here. We're trying to get them some help. We're trying to organize some people. But also text Bernie Marino last night. I have his text number, phone number, and his email. so I can get that out too. And we can just start getting them. But he texts me right back. Then I text him back and he texts me back. So he is going to get a look into it with a couple of politicians. One of them was Senator Rand Paul. He's going to approach some people and see what's going on. So I thanked him for it. And I just told him, we need your help. There are kids and families still in tents and sheds suffering. And I think that's what got him to say, oh, so that's what we're going to start doing. And also what I'm going to do is I told Pastor Matt yesterday at the church, I want to address them next Sunday morning. A lot of them were out sick yesterday. It wasn't even worth doing because there was a lot of people either away for Christmas or sick. The numbers were way down. So I want to take them, contacts of them, Nate and Kristen, Bud and Wayne, the boots on the ground down there, the gas company for bottle gas, stuff we're doing, and have people in the church to say, listen, can you get involved and help these people? You got nice warm homes. You're sleeping in your house with electric and everything's hunky-dory, but these people aren't. So if I can just stir up even just the 60 or 70 or 80 people in our church to donate a little money or some time to send email, do something, but get them involved. And out of that one little group in our church, there's got to be one or two leaders that would step up and go above and beyond. But if the other ones would just send money for propane, just so them kids can stay warm in a little shed or in that old crappy house they're in. But it's a start. So that's what we're doing. Just going to see what we can do. We need that oil on that squeaky wheel. And thank you for what you put together. It's like, this will be good.
Yeah. And we're open for suggestions. You can contact Coach or you can contact me, JR at naturalfamilystrong.com. JR at naturalfamilystrong.com. We need all the help we can get. We need all the ideas we can get. Nothing's perfect here. You know what? Representative Massey is somebody, Cheryl, that we probably should contact and thought about him. There's other. I have a list of places you can go to make contributions to. And I don't have that with. I didn't send that out this morning, but I tried to get that to Coach. It needs to be revived a little bit and updated. But you can contact. There's a couple places you can contact Amazon, and you can donate this and that and the other. Yeah, I think Betty Perkins just put up one of the links. If you can get that, producer, and put that up for us. I can't see what's up there and what isn't up there. Redneck Relief. Okay, yeah, that's Nathan and Kristen. Look, listen. Imagine this. Today it's kind of windy here in Ohio, and the winds start picking up. And the next thing you know, rain is going sideways. The winds continue to pick up. You're going to the basement, or you're going to someplace for shelter. And when you come out of that shelter, it looks like this. Now what? And 15 months later, in the area you're in, it doesn't look any different. You still don't have a place to pick your food. You're worrying about freezing to death. This is still going on. These are Americans, folks. These are American citizens. Jeff, go ahead, please.
I know here recently, Coach talked about a couple of things. One was they're still needing propane right now. Nate and Kristen, they get it out, but they still need more. And I told Norm that I think roughly, I might be wrong in the numbers, but Coach has done something like $30,000 of donated money to just propane, and they still need more. It is ongoing what's going on. Nate was saying there a couple weeks ago, there's still people coming to him and said, we need a tent. They're still handing out tents to people. It's just crazy. And people in a tent trying to run that propane to keep warm in a tent. That's not good. So if nothing else, some people are like, I'm going to tell people at our church, donate 10 or 20 bucks for some propane. Either send it to that gas company or send it to Pass the Salt. But let's get some money. And if they want to give it to me, then I'll show records of it. And then I'll total it all up, show them the records, write the check, and send it to Nate and Kristen. Then I'll give them the proof of the check just so they know We're not scamming any money out of this thing, and 100% of it will go to what we say it's going to go to. So, but that's just some things we could start with, is just maybe start with that propane for Nate and Bud and Wayne and them to get that propane out.
The people we're talking about, people that Jeff is talking about, and this isn't just, it's just limited to the folks we're talking about on today's program, but Nate and Kristen, as I understand it, were in Arizona when this hit, felt the call. They were doing quite well. Okay. They had savings and they were, they didn't need to go to North Carolina, but they did. And they spent their time, put their businesses, their careers on hold and dipped into their savings. And we're not talking about $50 or $100 or $1,000. They dipped into their savings. They've taken the time. They suspended everything and are trying to help the folks down there. Why are they still doing that? If there's not a need down there, why are they still doing that? I got an email from Kristen the other day. FEMA reports that more than 170,000 people register individual assistance in Western North Carolina following Helene. The number of households that might be affected, these are estimates, 220,000 households were in an area expected to apply for federal assistance for Helene. If you use an average household size of 2.5 people, we're talking roughly a 500,000 people. And we don't know for sure how many of those haven't had their homes restored. How many of those haven't left the area? And there's soil contamination they have to deal with as well. This is very complicated, very complicated. But you have to, folks, you just can't sit and do nothing. If what we're talking about today touches you, then for heaven's sakes, reach out to Coach, reach out to myself. We'll have contacts available for you. But to me, you just can't. Well, that's why I'm here today. You just can't do nothing. You have to do something. And again, the squeaky hinge gets the oil. Go ahead, Norm.
Yes, something I just thought of. You know, with your audience, we're going to have some people out there that's willing to lead. So we need to know if when you contact Coach or JR, I'm willing to lead. Or some people may say, you know, I'm not a leader, but I'll be glad to make a few phone calls or send a few emails, or write a letter or two. So let us know which one you would like to do. And like I said, I will be glad to call everybody that I can. It may take me a few days, depending on how many people we get, and try to work with folks, you know, for a particular area to work in. And so we can get our groups and get our leaders, and then each leader can begin to build their group of helpers, I guess.
Q's awful quiet this morning. And by the way, Norm is a busy man. Okay, Norm is a busy man. There's other things that he can be doing. But it's touched his heart. He's seen it. Jeff, go ahead. JC, go ahead.
Well, you know, as you listen to Norm and you listen to Nate and Kristen, and the time that Nate and Kristen, I know he told me that one day they've invested a couple $100,000 of their savings to do this for a year. They're still there. They're not leaving. They set up home there. They sold their place out west. They are living there now. That's their permanent residence. They're not leaving. So as we put this together over the next 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and building on this and heading towards the goal and all the people we reach, Coach also talked about in the next couple months here sometime soon, taking a team down there. Wouldn't that be something if all these contacts we're making through this little idea that Norm had, and we go down there in a couple months with 100 or 200 people traveling in from everywhere on a certain week to go down there and just storm that place and give them Wayne and Bud and Nate and Kristen some help. Can you imagine the expression on their face and the experiences that people are going to get, the blessings they're going to get out of going down there and working on this project to get it to come to fruition? I think it'd be something. It's just it'll be good. So we just got to keep putting it together. And anybody in the queue right now that's got some ideas, put your hand up. Let's hear the ideas. Norm would love to hear them.
Yeah, we need to hear that. Dave, go ahead. For Sherry.
Yeah, thanks. Again, I put Betty put in there, and I put the actual account number there, Blosman Gas. And Coach had, like Jared mentioned, Coach has made a commitment a week or two ago when they had Nate and Kristen on that he was going to give them a specific amount again to build up the propane account. And so Sherry and I sent Coach Pass the Salt some money to help support his goal. And at the same time, but still, we have to send the money to Coach, and then Coach has to send it to Blas and blah, blah. You know, and the Coach is a busy guy. And so if you want to just call Blasman, their number's on there, the Pass the Salt account is on there, and give the money directly. And if you want Coach to know, you could send them, hey, Coach, just so you know, on behalf of Pass the Salt, I gave Blasman $100 on her account directly. If you want him to be aware of that, was part of his overall contribution, you know, as far as getting, you know, the tax deduction for whatever, to me, it's not that significant. So I actually help. I think it helps Coach out if you just call Blosman and give him the money directly. That way he doesn't have to do it. You don't have to send it to him. Then he's got to send to Blosman. Just they get the money immediately. So thanks everyone who gave. A lot of folks gave, and I know you're still giving. I want to thank everyone for that.
Follow the money, folks. Follow the money. Yes, please give. But don't let your family, your friends, and your associates, first of all, advise them about what's going on. Ask them. You don't have to tell them. Ask them, what do you think happened after Hurricane Helene hit the Carolinas and Tennessee? And maybe South Carolina. What do you think happened after that? How do you think those people were doing? And I've had those conversations. And they've noticed that, well, wait a minute. Hundreds? No, not hundreds. Thousands of people are still in need there. We can't let, this can't be a one day or one week expose. And then be in the same position we were before we started this, and that we'd forgotten about it. Craig, go ahead, please.
I think it's always leverage. It's always public relations. So what do we have going on here that you could, you know, leverage in the media from standpoint? So you got $1 billion of Somali aid with daycare centers that don't even do it. $1 billion.
Great point.
All right. Now, if you take $1 billion and you divide it by a $40,000 tiny home, which is doable, it can be modular, and you can get people to get stuff up there, you know, platform, walls. It can be pre-wired, so it's a connective building. That's 25,000 homes or shelters, if you want to call them that. They could have, you know, modular homes, modular structures are easy. They can come off quickly. You know, might take a month or two to ramp it up. But anyways, we're a year past it. So you're talking basically $25,000 or 25,000 shelters. Might not be, you know, it might be a 20 by 25, something like that, you know, but that's a small apartment.
Yeah, it's a great point, Craig. A couple of great points.
And it's doable. What I'm saying is that's $1 billion. Yep. You know, that's peanut money. You know, at least to get people started. So, but I would leverage the Somali thing and say, okay, you know, we're a year out of this. Unacceptable.
Okay, good point. Good point. Glenn, please.
Yeah, Norm, do you have any knowledge or any insight into does Melania have an office through which she can be contacted? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, we've got her email address.
Can you post that in the chat?
Oh,
or just, because I think we, you know, they, you know, it's always numbers is always important. So I think that, you know, we could, a group, many of us could email her.
Sure.
Yeah. And try to get her attention. You also mentioned a couple of other organizations, Turning Point, and I think it was one other organization that you had mentioned.
Flashpoint.
Flashpoint. Do you have their, do you have contacts for them?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We can get all that together and I'll get it to JR and he can post that. I'm pretty illiterate when it comes to doing stuff on the computer. I have learned to turn it off and on, but that beyond that, that's about it. But, 2 years ago, I didn't know how to send an email. I had to learn how to do all this. I've got two other points I want to make here. One of the things I think that we need to be thinking about down the road is all these churches that are working over there. We need somebody in each county to try to assess the need. In other words, we're going to have to come up with an ultimate dollar figure on what we're going to need down the road. You know, we was talking about the tiny houses and so forth. In other words, how many does each county need and so forth. And the other thing that and I mentioned this last night on the call that it's kind of new to me. I'm not into social media and things, but I remember that on Facebook, just a few dollars and they'll send this out to hundreds of thousands of people. And a pastor friend of mine that I was talking to the other day is trying to get me to put some of my stuff on Facebook. TikTok. And he said for $9, that when you put something out there, that TikTok will get it to 1 million people. And so we need somebody out there that's knowledgeable with these media, social media things that we could use to put out a very short ad. We need to keep things 45 seconds or less, but maybe some pictures and an appeal to people. And, you know, for maybe a couple of $100, we may reach millions of people out there with the message to do fundraising. So if there's anybody out there that's up on TikTok and how all that works, well, we need to know that too.
Paul, you had your hand up. If you still want to say something, we'll get to you in a moment, George.
Yeah, I was just, I'm going to get Tucker Carlson's address and, you know, maybe write to his wife. He does an awful lot of that stuff. And, you know, you mix that with what you guys talked about, the billions of dollars of fraud. And it's not just 1 billion. Folks, it's happening all over. It happened in Maine. I think you got to bring this to light. I can't believe what I'm hearing. It's still that bad right now. That's absolutely horrible.
Yep, and that's the key. We've forgot about it. There's a big to do. Somebody showed up. They talked about it, and then that's it. That's it. Gene, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was just going to say, thank you, gentlemen, for bringing this up. This has been in my prayer for a long time, asking God to help those people in North Carolina. And I've talked to Nate and Christine, and they've done a lot. And I don't know how to express my thanks to them. And thanks to you guys for doing something, because this has been on my mind and my prayer for a long time. And I've helped whatever I could right now, but I don't have the experience of a lot of things that you're needing help right now, but I need to put my name in if there's anything I can do.
That's all we can ask, Gene.
That's it.
All we can ask. Okay. That's in position and at the ready. That's what we're looking for. And you mentioned something that's very important, and we're not going to overlook it, and that's prayer. And we probably could use a good prayer team to start this off with. If anybody has, you know, if that touches your heart, if that's that where you want to lead that, please go ahead. And I don't know whether staking can help out here, but if it can, let's go ahead and do that. Or any other thing spiritually that you think we need to do, go for it. It's we live in this physical world, but you know, it has there are ramifications of that spiritual world that we live in, physical ramifications. But our goal here is to start the conversation, And hopefully somebody can say, whoa, wait a minute. Like Gene's saying, gosh, I've been thinking about this for a while, but I haven't, I'm glad you reminded us. And we need, listen, Christmas, New Year's, can you imagine what some of these folks are going to be experiencing? Or they even care about Christmas or New Year's? They're just caring about the basics. Can we get through this? Can we get through this? Are we going to have something to eat tomorrow? Are we going to be able to keep our children warm? This is in America, folks, where the poor live like kings and queens compared to other nations. However, take a look at the Carolinas. And there's other issues as well, but take a look at the Carolinas. What happened down there to our fellow American citizens? We have folks in the area that I live in that are protesting ICE. And the next time they're protesting ICE, I'm going to try to get a group of people together with signs that say, well, what about North Carolina, Western North Carolina? Huh? What about Western North Carolina? Why aren't you protesting? Why aren't you helping there? Why aren't you spending your energies there on American citizens? Go ahead, Jeff.
I'll just say this. We're all sitting in our warm houses right now. We got heat. We got electric. The temperature's going to be around 20 degrees today here in Ohio, and 40 to 50 mile an hour winds. Can you imagine trying to hold the tent down or being in a shed today? Because it's going to be the same down in North Carolina, the weather today. It's going to be horrible. And, you know, and I think about that. I want to thank Norm this morning. So everybody knows this. Norm's got a lot of issues going on right now. His wife's bedridden for a while. Health issues, multiple health issues. He's taking care of her at what, 78 years old? I mean, and now he's taking this on. That's a huge, huge thing he's doing. So we just need to pitch in, get behind Norm and Nate and them people down there and give them a hand. But thank you, Norm, for what you're doing. I know you could be in there taking care of your wife. She's losing her sight and all her health problems. It's horrible. So before we close out today, we'll get somebody in here, a prayer warrior, to just pray over this whole situation before we close out this morning. And Dr. Paul, think about the health issues of Norm's wife. You know the health issues with people. It's just unbelievable that Norm would even step up and take on this responsibility. So thank you, brother. You're a good man.
Thank you, sir. JR, a couple of thoughts too was on the prayer thing. Again, I mentioned Flashpoint. See, they already have a team of warriors to pray, so we can get their attention. And there's several other prayer groups around the world that can be contacted. And I think we need to think about maybe a special website where we can post the stories, the contact information, and just devoted to that, and ideas and things of contacts and so forth. So might want to look at that and that too.
Yeah, maybe Mel with the Liberty Action Network. Looking for a volunteer to help us to pray out of here this morning, please. Yeah, Liberty Mel could probably help us out with that. We'll see if we can put something on our website, something special, but there needs to be a central point to start exchanging information.
Right.
We appreciate you taking the lead on this to start with, Norm. That means a lot. AI can create a website in 10 minutes. They can. I appreciate that. So does anybody want to pray for this, the event? To start the kickoff of this? Well, I guess I'll start it off. I'm not a prayer warrior, but first of all, thank you all for tolerating this this morning, and hopefully this has touched your heart. Just think about how warm you are today. And then step outside with no coat. And stay out there for maybe 10, 15 minutes. Then think about those folks in the Carolinas and Tennessee. and how they can't step back inside that house and get warm. And when they do step inside, wherever they are, maybe their tent, or maybe under a tree or wherever, they don't have a refrigerator they can open up or stove that they can use. In America today, God help us. God help us. Lord God in heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord, we thank you for being born in the greatest nation that has ever existed on planet Earth. A nation dedicated to you, Lord. A nation that has unbelievable wealth, Lord. And unbelievable people. Lord, help us, if it be your will, let the Spirit be in this, that we can awaken Americans, that we can get them to take care of their fellow citizens. Maybe just not in the Carolinas. There's other national disasters. I mean, we pray for those that are on the ground in northwestern Carolina and in Tennessee and other places where they're trying to help their fellow Americans. We pray for them. We pray that you would give them what they need, Lord. Mm-hmm. And Lord, that you would, again, guide us in terms of how we should handle this from here on out. The Spirit be with Norm, with those other folks that are helping, JC, with Betty, with all the other folks that have already done their work and continue to do so, Lord. Lord, it's in your hands. And we pray that you would notice what we're doing and bless us. Pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord, we come to you right now just as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, we just ask you, just lift this nation, the churches, the Christians, Lord, the people. Lord, there's kids suffering, moms and dads with children. Lord, we just need your spiritual touch on just the group that we're putting together, Lord, that there would be a revival come across this nation. Lord, that just there are people out there that care. And Lord, we just ask you, just bring them to the top. You'll prick their hearts, that they'll just see a need. And this would start something huge to where we can just get back to the Christian nation we were once at. Lord, just bring that revival, bring that spiritual awakening. Just pour out the blessings on each and every person that get involved. And we're going to thank you for it and pray all this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you all. Really appreciate you taking the time this morning. And in the after show, maybe we can give you some more information, some telephone numbers, et cetera, that you can reach us at. I thank Coach for the opportunity. I pray for his safe travels, that he can get back into Ohio, and entertain you all tomorrow. God bless you. Godspeed. And again, thanks again for all you're doing.